Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Did Abraham Lincoln's deep depressions make him a better president to lead the U.S. through civil war? Why did Marilyn Monroe's death by suicide coincide with an upswing in her movie career? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz, and on my podcast, Season 2 of Personology, I'll be joined by amazing experts to delve into the minds of famous historical figures. If you want to know what really made exceptional people tick, then take a listen to Personology. Find Season 2 of Personology on January 25th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Serious Rap Shit is a production of iHeartRadio.
Me and my friend take this rap shit seriously.
Yo, yo, yo. Mic check. 1, 2. Back in the building. Episode, what is this?
I want to say 129, possibly 128. I don't know. Like, nothing means anything anymore.
This is a quarantine episode. We don't know what number it is. Shit's been chaotic, to say the least. But yeah, Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm John, your host.
I'm Josh, other host.
And yeah, we back in the building. How you been, Josh?
Slowly dipping into madness. I mean, I
thought of that when you said that. I thought of that song, "Slipping into Darkness."
I mean, it's legit. I don't know, dog. It's so, we were just talking about this. It's so weird that like time means nothing now. It could be, I don't know, 10 o'clock in the morning or at night. Who knows? Who knows what any of this is anymore? Yeah.
I legit, the other day, it felt like I woke up, you know, got on social media, wrote a couple stories, hung out a little bit, and it felt like I had like 4 hours of daylight.
Yeah, exactly.
and the next thing I know, it was nighttime, and I was like, where the fuck did the day go? I've been going to sleep at like 4 a.m., you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Waking back up at 9, you know what I'm saying? It's been like, it's been weird. And I'm you know, I wouldn't say a homebody, but I, you know, I like being in the crib, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I work from home most days, unless I'm like, before this, unless I would be out DJing or whatever. But it's been interesting to see just how stir crazy I feel now that I have to be at home.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's the whole aspect of like being told like, oh no, you can't go anywhere.
Right.
Like, I'm okay. Right. Like, I, like, dude, when I was a kid, there'd be times, I mean, part of this was probably like wild depression and I just like undiagnosed or whatever, but like, I just wouldn't leave my room. Like, you know what I mean? And like, yeah, when it was my choice, it was fine. But like now that it's not a choice and it's like, yeah, you shouldn't go anywhere because, you know, you don't need to catch this. Like,
yeah,
it's weird.
It's been fucking with me a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, we've been chilling, you know what I mean? Watching movies and working and hanging out and shit in the crib. But it's very strange.
Yeah, completely.
It feels unnerving and strange. And plus you hear like the horror stories about, you know, people actually catching the coronavirus and shit.
Yeah, I mean, we're recording in Philly, and it is in every zip code in the city of Philadelphia.
Yes.
So there's like, there's no area that's not affected, or, you know, we're lucky. We're not New York. New York is like fucking ridiculous.
Right.
So
I don't know. I mean, obviously, population density probably plays a big role in that. Like, you know, on our block, and our block's right off of a busy strip, you know what I mean? Yeah. We're right off Broad Street. I looked out the window today, and as far as the eye can see, I counted maybe like four or five people. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't necessarily know that if you're on like a busy strip in Manhattan or Brooklyn or something like that, you're going to see that little, you know, bit of people. I mean, there's just so many people in New York. You know what I mean? How do you effectively practice social distancing with that high, like a density or concentration of people?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, obviously we have a close friend who lives in New York. We have several close friends who live in New York, but we have a
couple homies. Yeah,
yeah. We have one specific business partner who lives in New York, and he was saying like it's dead, but I mean it's New York dead, where it's like, yeah, it's like 3-4 in the morning dead. Like there's still people out on the street.
Right. Yeah, we took a walk today. Listen, I walked around, and I had I don't have any masks, but I had a shirt over my face. Word. And you know, we were still seeing people. Like folks were out. Yeah. You know what I mean? It just wasn't as many people as you would expect. And you know, some people can't practice, you know, like the social distancing. Some people, luckily for she and I, like we can both work from home and make money. You know, I took a hit financially as far as my DJ gigs.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like my whole DJ calendar got wiped out for the month of March in like a day or two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that wouldn't have been, the majority of my money this month would have come from writing anyway.
Yeah.
So it really just freed me up to write and pitch more.
Exactly.
And I probably, the money that I've earned in like pitches that have been accepted and like pieces that I've written is probably equal to what I would have earned if I'd have been out DJing or preparing crates to like go spend.
Yeah.
That time I would have spent, you know, in DJ world, I probably earned that with the writing anyway. So it hasn't been a financial hit. It's been more so psychological with like this whole pandemic thing and having to stay in the crib. And then my body feels weird because I haven't been out moving.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, your body starts to, like your muscles atrophy at, you know, like it only takes a little while for your muscles to atrophy. So if you're not up moving around, and you know, if you're sitting there writing and doing shit like that, like you're not moving around. Like, you know what I mean? You're literally doing something that it doesn't involve activity.
Yeah. Yeah, we have like, we're trying to like be consistent with like just getting up and just going to go walk. That's really what I want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like walk around. We don't have to go anywhere. We shouldn't go anywhere where there's like a concentration of people. But just to like move around and to be less like stir crazy, like cabin fever feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you guys like grab a certain stuff for like your quarantine survival pack?
No. We need to like at least, at the very least, make like a bag, like a what do they call them? Like a go bag or whatever.
Yeah.
To go bag. We need to at least have something like that.
Yeah, true. You know, I mean, I don't have none of that kind of stuff either, dog, so don't feel bad. Like,
hey, yo,
I'm not prepared for the apocalypse, yo.
I was gonna say, who really like prepares for disaster except for like crazy people?
Yeah, yeah. No, you know I was prepared for my glow up, not not for the world to come to the end.
That's another thing, dog. Like I'm really, we had so much like poppy shit planned for like, you know what I mean, for this year. It's like putting a harsh on like my whole steez that I wanted to roll out for 2020.
Exactly,
I'm like,
dog,
man, this shit. Because, like, 2018, for me at least, was a wash. Like, so much shit happened. 2019, a lot of it was building back up my physical strength and then getting back into the groove of writing a lot and working and getting and going back to DJing. But 2020 was supposed to be like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like payoff, the payoff year. Maybe it will be still. niggas might have to wait till like the fall.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? To really make a move. That reminds me, I want to have a chat with you about we may be able to do like a late summer joint.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
I love good.
Just like hopefully, supposedly like the bug kind of dies in the heat. So hopefully with like the heat coming, you know what I mean, we'll, you know.
Yeah.
We'll do something.
Global warming.
Yeah, look. You know, shout out to global warming.
Do your thing.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to fossil fuels.
What if that shit happened, like the planet just heat up real crazy and we just start having 90 degree days in the spring and it just breaks corona.
But dog, this, you know, it's Gaia, dog. Gaia on our side, yo.
Like, shout out to all the people who are like, the flowers are coming back and the animals are coming back. Humans were the virus. Like, nah,
capitalism is a virus.
Come on, man. We black and brown peoples. We not the cause of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we not the reason why the earth is like struggling right now. We like along for the ride. Yeah,
I don't know too many black and brown folks that's like the head of like oil companies.
Right, come on. You know what I'm saying? I try not to be annoyed by that line of thinking because it's like I expect people to say stuff like that, but it's really weird when people are like, you know, well, we did this to the planet, so maybe we all gotta die. Nah, nigga, I ain't do this shit.
Exactly. Nah, man, I recycle everything, dog. Like, you know
what I mean? Come on, man.
We had Earth Day when we was kids in school.
It was composting and shit. Like, come on, man. I'm like held hostage in this shit.
But you was part of like a community guard not too long ago. Like,
come on, man. We is actively trying to. I was literally like, we gotta save the community. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I was before, you know, we made that pivot. You know what I'm saying? Try to get that bread. Yeah,
before,
you know, we was like,
bang pivot. But you know, this what it is.
We was in the community. Yeah. Like, we ain't asked for this shit.
Not at all.
Yeah, yo, I'm like making a strong effort to kind of maintain like my emotional balance and maintain like my mental balance and all of that because I don't want this shit to. It ain't gonna drive me crazy, you know what I mean? But I don't want it to like adversely affect my emotional or like psychological well-being.
Not at all. No, you gotta try. Yeah. You gotta try and maintain some aspect of like sanity, even if it's just like, you know, going into like just comfort shit. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I'm telling you, Netflix saved the quarantine with Tiger King, yo.
Listen, yo, niggas might be rioting if it wasn't for that Tiger King shit.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You know what I mean? That and, like, a couple other things, like, with this the live stream, like, DJ shit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Shout like, D-Nice shit. Yeah. And all of these cats, like, going on live. Dog, I was on live last night at 3 in the morning. Easy Mo B was in his crib just playing house records. Just, like straight up, like, you know, on some like Larry Levan, Frankie Knuckles type shit. You know what I mean? Just throwing down like house classics. And I'm just like, yo, these musicians and DJs are really like saving us and saving like our sanity.
100%
with this shit by like sharing the music.
100%.
I'm seeing like some some like DJs, like I love DJs, but DJs are the worst. And I say that because I'm part of that tribe. But like DJs be like complaining. I saw one nigga complaining like, oh man, you know, I'm tired of these cats spinning off the laptop. Where the vinyl at?
Yeah, I like, saw some dude post that too.
We had a crisis, dog. We had a pandemic. Yeah. And you want to do the analog versus digital debate? Like, get the fuck out of here.
That ain't where it started. That ain't know the essence.
Come on, man. I can't wait till, like, the rap niggas to start going live. I'm trying to see niggas battle. Because the beat, I've been seeing a lot of, like, beat shit. Like, people, yeah, like, definitely. Somebody will throw a sample up and the niggas going live and, like, chop it up. And I've been seeing the DJ shit. I'm waiting for, like, the rap battles on IG to start jumping.
Yeah, I love, that's one of the things I do love is the communal shit. Like, that with, like, D-Nice house party shit. All the DJs like going up there doing shit. Like Quest was up there doing like a Stevie Wonder set yesterday and Quest, shit.
Dog, Questlove played Stevie Wonder for 5 hours straight last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
The night before, he played Native Tongues for five hours straight.
Yeah. Fucking Manny Fresh was like blending Tears for Fears with like Nola Bounce.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Just shit you wouldn't normally see.
Yeah, and then, like, even, you know, like I said, the Tiger King shit, like, everybody's talking about it. Like, it's these communal things, I think, that are helping people, like, deal mentally. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, fuck, man, we're living a wild time, and, like, people need the, you know, just the exit of, like, not having to deal with such craziness.
Yeah, and the leadership from the top, you know, we all knew that the Trump administration was a shit show, but they're really showing just how incompetent, but also lacking in compassion or like common sense.
Oh yeah,
type stuff. Like this shit is really showing how the Trump administration. You know, it would be an understatement to call it like a mistake. That this country went. It's
just utter incompetence. He also is doing some sneaky shit on the low. I don't know if you saw. He's stealing reservation land from the Wamapo tribe.
What? Yeah,
he's doing it now. Are you serious? You know, like no one's talking about that because everything else that's going on in the fucking world.
Right.
No one's talking about it, but he's literally stealing land. And he's had beef with this tribe since like the 90s.
What?
Because of casino rights.
I was going to say, is it related to like his private business?
Yes, absolutely.
Interest?
Just like everything else he's done in office, it's all related to his private business interests.
Right. What the fuck? Where are they based?
Shit. I think upstate New York. I could be completely wrong, but I think it's upstate New York.
Wow.
But I might be completely wrong on that. I read the article. I remember reading about this years ago. Like when he was running, I remember people fearing like he might do these different types of things because he like with tribal rights to like casino shit. Because he's had beef with like tribes getting casinos before. So there was talk of that, and I remember reading about like this whole thing he had with the Wamapo in the 90s. So, but like he took advantage, much like, you know, in hours of chaos, other presidents have done the same thing to sneak through, like, you know, the Patriot Act and shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really crazy to see. It's at the point where. The briefings coming from the White House. I mean, the White House is a house of lies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Historically, you know what I mean? But it's at the point with Trump where he's like outright spreading misinformation.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the time of a crisis, you know? Before we even tap the mic, I think. Before we even go a little bit further.
Why don't we take a break?
Let's jump out. Yep. Yeah, take a break. We're going to talk some quarantine. What would you say is like things to do while you're quarantined?
Yeah, at least five things we've been working on. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, kind of give you a look into what our lives exactly. have been like. We can't record the show together no. anymore. You're at your house, I'm at my house. So we're going to hop out for a break, and then we're going to come right yep. back.
Lovelies, this is Arden Marine, and you may know me from Chelsea Lately or Shameless, or more recently as Regina Sinclair on Insatiable on Netflix. I want to tell you about my podcast, Will You Accept This Rose, where we recap all the seasons of The Bachelor franchise, and we are very excited to talk about the new season of The Bachelor with Matt James. Each episode, we bring in amazing celebrity guests, and we have a bunch of amazing guests planned to cover this season with us, including Lance Bass, Ashley I from The Bachelor franchise, Padgett Brewster, Doug Benson, Jerry Traynor, Rob Benedict, Lauren Lapkus, Brian Safi, Ross Matthews, Kate Micucci, Scott Aukerman, Miles Gray, Lacey Mosley, Michelle Collins, and more. If you watch The Bachelor franchise, you're going to love hanging with us while we get into the hot details of the show. You may have other choices in Bachelor podcasts, but none that are this funny, and we are truly fans. Catch our episodes every Wednesday and listen to Will You Accept This Rose on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join us on this love journey.
I'm Robert Evans, host of Behind the Bastards, and It Could Happen Here. And boy, it does seem to be happening here. I'm going to guess most of the people listening to this are deeply concerned with what they saw happen in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. And I'm here to tell you it was a fascist insurrection, an attempt by fascists to take over our democracy. And it didn't happen in a historical vacuum. There have been numerous attempts, many of them successful, by fascist movements to take over democracies over the last century. In order to protect yourself, in order to protect your family and your very freedom, you need to understand this history and the history of the different anti-fascist movements that have fought, sometimes successfully, often unsuccessfully, to stop the same things from happening in their own countries. The knowledge of this history is important, and it's maybe the only thing that can save us. So, if you're as concerned as I am, listen to Behind the Insurrections on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boom, back in effect. So we basically wanted to get into a couple things that we've been doing to occupy ourselves while we were quarantined. We definitely got to talk about this. was it the Joe Exotic?
Yeah, my man Joe Exotic. Shout out to Joe Exotic.
We definitely got to talk about that. But right out the gate, I always rewatch shows.
Yeah, so do I.
Like I've watched Atlanta multiple times. Absolutely. Like if I love a show, I've watched Buffy, I don't know how many times, like all the way through.
Yeah, shout out.
Since it first came out.
I was just telling, shout out to the homie Rhythm. I was just telling her, like my go tos right now are like The Office, or The Inbetweeners. I used to do Frasier all the time, but like I went through that so many times, I was like, yo, I gotta get that shit a break. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm kind of there with The Office right now.
Yeah. I stopped for a long time, so that's why like when I went back to it, I'm like, oh, I can throw this on and just, but like I can't watch past like season 5.
Yeah, it gets rough. Yeah. It gets rough after a while. I've been rewatching Empire.
I never watched it. I gotta like watch it.
Dog, Empire is ridiculous. Like, I don't know if it's your speed at all or if it's something that you would fuck with.
Well, it's low key kind of a musical too, right?
It's definitely a musical. It's definitely like a telenovela.
Yeah.
It's like if Lee Daniels and Tyler Perry wrote like a Mexican soap opera starring black people, but if it were in like the offices of like Interscope Records or like Def Jam or some shit. Yeah. It's so ridiculous. They commit multiple murders throughout this thing. They've always got to throw like a big concert to save the empire. You know what I mean? They're a publicly traded record label.
How is it like always Battle of the Bands?
It's always some fucking showcase that they got to put on. Tom Hanks' son Chet Hanks,
the one with the patois.
Fake patois. He does like a 20-episode arc where he plays a pop rapper named Blake. You know what I mean? What? It's the most ridiculous. They have one episode where Fetty Wap shows up. Uh-huh. And he doesn't play Fetty Wap. He plays just like some like street rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets shot up. And then he goes to the studio after these niggas shot him. And he's in the booth rapping. And you see the blood leaking through his shirt.
He bleeds on the track.
Dog, he's like putting his heart into the bars. And fucking blood is like leaking through his shirt. And his shirt turned burgundy. It's fucking horrible, dog. But it's so good. I watched that shit. I'm on, and I recently started this rewatch. Yeah. I'm like every day knocking out multiple episodes, and I'm already on like season 4.
Ah, word.
You know what I mean? I've been like burning through this motherfucker because it's so good. Terrence Howard is the greatest bad actor in the history of great bad actors. He's like, he gets his leg blown off on one episode.
I know he was like locked up for a while or something like that.
Dog, he does multiple bids in this fucking thing. He gets, at one point, the feds are trying to chase him down because he kills Exhibit.
Ah, okay.
Who's Exhibit is like his man's from West Philly back in the day.
They're from Philly, right? Yeah, I forgot about that.
Fucking amazing. They're all from Philly. They be low-key having like Philly references. Yeah. Like at one point, Lucius said some shit. Lucius is Terrence Howard's character, Lucius Lyon. He said some shit to the effect of like, everybody want to be it. He said,
that's
what?
The alliteration, Lucius Lyon.
Dog, I hate alliteration on principle, but he said something to the effect of like, everybody want to be a gangster, but nobody really wants to die. I'm like, yo, did they just reference the man they call Lux? Like some obscure, like Philly rap shit? Dog, this shit, it's so fucking good. The acting is amazing outside of Terrence Howard. And Jussie Smollett, he's a bad actor too. But the rest of them are geniuses. Yeah. They're so good. And it's like every episode, it's just like organized chaos. And this thing, I can't stop watching this thing.
Yeah.
And I'll probably rewatch the whole thing again within a year.
Yeah.
Once I'm done with this shit. So that's been like my main. I've been watching a little bit of Buffy, Angel, you know what I'm saying? Like, and some new shit. I just watched that movie Uncorked that just came out on Netflix. It's like about the black dude who wants to be a sommelier, like the wine.
Oh yeah, I saw
expert.
Like a trailer for that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, in his family. He's like, yo, we want really you to good. Take over the restaurant.
Right. Yeah. Niecy Nash is in it. That was really good. So I just watched that. But Empire's been like my main shit.
Consumption, yeah. Yeah, I've been rewatching Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad's so good.
Yeah, you know, like, it's crazy, like, what a great cast and, like, excellent writing can do. Because, like, right. I would have no interest in, like, a bunch of white dudes fighting over meth. Like, this
right.
is... Like, I literally didn't watch this show because I'm like, I don't care about that kind of... Like, why do I care about a bunch of white dudes selling meth?
Right. Right.
So, like, I didn't originally watch. I didn't start watching until, like, it was about to go off. So...
Yeah.
I've been rewatching that, but I'm fast forwarding because like Netflix, out of all the streaming services, Netflix fucking fast forward is the best because it goes because it goes frame by frame by frame by frame. Like Hulu's is similar, but like it takes bigger chunks, and like Disney Plus sucks, Amazon Prime sucks. Unless y'all want to like give us money, then I'll say whatever.
Unless y'all trying to sponsor. Yeah.
But Netflix is perfect because like I'm like fast forwarding through all the family shit. Like I hated Skyler, so
right.
I don't got to deal with Skyler or nut ass Walt Jr.
She was off the hook. Like, Skyler was awful. His son was fucking awful. Yeah,
he's boring. Like, he just doesn't do anything. He's whiny. He's too old to be whiny.
Dog, that nigga was like 18, and he's just like, Dad, what are you doing? Nigga, I'm busting a track for y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here risking my life for the both of y'all.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and then, like, I hated, like, Skylar's sister, the DEA agent, poor wife. Like, she's wild and annoying. So, like, I fast-forwarded through, like, all they shit, and, like, I just concentrated on, like, the fucking drug dealing shit, because that's all I care about.
Gonna say, just the trapping.
Yeah. I just want to see motherfuckers, you know what I mean?
Motherfuckers get live.
Yeah, I just want to see people sell that dope. You know what I mean? So yo, I watched all that shit. Like, I'm up to like the very end of season 5, but I'm probably not going to finish because, like, I just hate what happens with Jesse.
Right.
Like, that shit, just, like, when they kill his girl, and, or, like, dude, all that shit, I was just like, yo, I don't want to see this. Like, if he would have just gotten that fucking van and left.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have any. Honestly, if Gus would have just killed fucking Walt, you know what I mean?
Right.
The world would be a better place. Like,
didn't they kill his girl in front of her kid?
I guess so. Like, they go to her crib and just like kill her right on the doorstep.
Right. So maybe I'm deducing that the kid found her.
Yeah. Probably. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like
that was rough for me too.
Yeah, like watching that and then seeing them like chained up in the fucking underground lab shit they built. Like, dog, all that shit was just like, I don't want to see this, man. Like, none of this is like cool. I just couldn't do it. So like I've decided, like, yeah, you know what? I probably won't watch anymore because I know all this other stuff. Like, I'm literally up to like the second to last episode. So, all right, I know where it's at now. I know what happens after this. I don't need to watch anymore. Like, the best part is, like, I just fast forward through all that bullshit of, like, the family and all the shit I do not care about. Like, them fighting over, like, oh, you cheated with the fucking ball from, like, Vance, you know, Refrigeration or whatever the fuck my man name was.
Vance Refrigeration. Like, yo.
I don't know. Like, all that shit. Like, all that is just, it's boring. And part of it is because, like, I've been watching Better Call Saul, watching it, you know, the new season just started. And so that got me, because that's getting close. Like, Better Call Saul is coming to the end. There's only one season left. So, like, he's now getting closer to being Saul.
Right.
So, like, it made me go, like, yo, I want to watch and, like, I want to watch and see, like, the first time Saul shows up and all that kind of shit. So, and, like, see what references I can catch from, like, this that they're referencing on Better Call Saul, shit like that. That's what made me start. And then, like, I was like, oh, I'm gonna watch it. I'm just gonna fast forward through fucking Skyler's annoying ass and Walt Jr. Or Flynn.
Yeah,
when he wanted to be called Flynn for like 2 seasons.
Right. His family's the fucking worst, dog. And, like, frankly, I mean, I understand, you know, why he did it. Like, oh, I love my family. I'm so dope. And then, you know, they'll be okay. I got the cancer and all that shit. Dog, I'd have took that bread and skated on them niggas.
Dog, I've thought about it several times watching that shit. Like, yo, he should have just, like, bounced with that bread. Like,
just bounce.
Yeah, like, you could bounce it in. Like, you could send some money back every once in a while to take care of the family. But, like, you know, go out for some cigarettes and, you know what I mean?
Hit them niggas with, like, $100,000. Just leave. Yeah, $100,000 a stretch.
Well, dog,
are they like,
New Mexico,
Arizona, or are they in New Mexico?
Yeah. Well, dog,
I don't know what New Mexico's economy is.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you this: I'd have killed her when she gave that money to the bull to pay off his IRS debt.
Yo,
I'd have killed her.
Right.
I'd have killed her, dog. Like, that would have listen, man. I'd have just
take
killed
her out
because, yo, you just gave my man like $300,000.
I forgot
of
about
my
that.
Money. I was selling dope for I had to
risk in my life.
Yeah, I had to kill a dude that killed the cartel. Like, you know what I mean? And you took my money.
Yo, I'm gonna eventually rewatch Breaking Bad. I want to get into Better Call Saul, but it's the first like few episodes were real rough for me.
Yeah, it's a real, like, because it's not Saul yet. Like, it's just Yeah. You know, it's this other character, essentially, who he really is. And you kind of got to get used to that. Once you do, though, you see little hints of Saul. Because he was just a con man. That's what he's always been. He's a con man.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? But it's crazy because you watch, like, even now on Saul, like, it's still not like he's... You know, he's still like he's still running like cons, but he's not like, you know, fucking money laundering and like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And
aiding suggesting criminals and murderers.
Yeah, like not suggesting to murder somebody so they don't snitch. Like,
right.
Which he does several times in Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. Yo.
So.
Yeah, that shit. I knew it was good before Breaking Bad because everybody, you know, was like talking about it. I generally trust people's taste. It blew me away how much I liked it.
Yeah.
Once I finally got into it. But I'm like that with shows. Like it'll take me a minute to actually get into it and engage. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think there's some really good shit you can pull from it. Like, also, like, on a rewatch, I'm noticing how terrible Walt was from the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't really catch it the first time you go through the show. You're just like, oh, he was sad because, you know, he was going to die and he wanted to raise money. But, like, he manipulated Jesse from the very beginning. Like, you could just watch him just, like, play him. And it's just like, wow, I wish fucking Jesse could see what's going on because he's just manipulating this dude.
He's definitely a villain.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
From the game.
There's no like, because like, I mean, the idea of like Breaking Bad is like, well, when does Walt break bad? Like, you know what I mean? When does he actually become a bad guy? It's like, nah, he was a bad guy from the very beginning. He was a selfish,
from the start.
Yeah, he was a selfish, egomaniacal dude who like, he actually broke good for a while when he was just like a school teacher, like, you know what I mean? But he was always a bad dude. He was always a kind of a piece of shit.
Right.
So
I don't know if we're like, are we like just naming numbers? Oh, number two. Like that was the first thing that we've TV.
Yeah. I mean, I think we can kind of group some of the other stuff together. Like, you know, pretty much I've just been like, you know, setting up a workspace to work from home.
Oh, nice.
Like I set up this whole area. I posted a picture of it today, actually, of like, you know, with my laptop, and I got like, you know, obviously the stuff that we got for, you know, to record from home, and then like, because I was gonna start working, you know, for people who don't know, new listeners or whatever. Like 2 years ago, I went to India to do to shoot a documentary with the homie Raj. Obviously, you were supposed to go with us, but. You know, extenuating circumstances.
to say the least.
Yeah, exactly. That documentary has been kind of sitting around right now on a hard drive because we, you know, Raj kind of blew up with other stuff. And so, like, we couldn't really sit down and give it the time we wanted to. But now that I'm like a full-time creative, I decided I'm going to sit down and give this a really good run through. So I grabbed like Final Cut Pro and been fucking around with that for the last couple of days and like just playing with that kind of stuff and figuring out some stuff. And I'm hoping to have like a really good copy of like a rough scratch of a documentary by like early summer.
You know
what I mean? I mean, I'm not doing shit else, so there's really no excuse.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to take this time to practice DJing. I can still do it. But like my good mixer is at my homie Ada's house.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, Ada fixed it. And then, because I had the foresight, I would have took it over there, you know, months ago. Had him fix it real quick and then, you know, had it back. But I did it, like, right before a lot of the corona shit was going down.
Did you ever get your laptop finished, too?
No.
Oh, fuck.
It's cool, though, because we pulled basically everything off and I only put essential stuff on it.
Ah, word.
Like, back on it. So I got mad more space now. Yeah. That's why it's, like, no big deal, like, recording stuff, because I got a lot of space now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I haven't been doing the DJ practicing, but I have been making beats. You know what I mean? Yeah. Talking about like creative stuff.
Well, dude, I think it's really important right now to just like, and again, like this is the thing too. It's like, yeah, you know, like me and you are trying to work on creative shit to, like, you know, profit, I guess. I hate to say it that way, but like to make a living from, right?
Right.
But I think it's really important now to like just exercise creativity, period. Like, yeah. It's good for your brain, literally good for your brain to be creative. So,
yeah.
Like anybody out there, even if like this isn't something you do on a regular basis, like fucking, you know, whatever, color, dude, like, you know what I mean, figure something out to just do something creative. It activates different parts of your brain.
It's been really interesting to watch during this whole self-quarantine situation. A lot of people, there's been I guess predictably an explosion of creativity. Because, like you said, people have time. They, you know, they're looking to occupy themselves with certain things. So folks have been really diving into their creativity, and not just, like you said, folks who are like professionally creative, but people who just want to do it or just want to express themselves. You know what I mean? So that's been cool to witness. Beat making is kind of a meditation for me. It's like something that I need in my life, and something that makes me feel, not even just feel good, but like feel whole in a lot of ways. So I've just been like, you know, making shit and writing has been like, and watching TV. This has been like my days, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really good. Like, you talk about it being a meditation for you. I was talking with my daughter about meditation yesterday, 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I forget. I mean, no, time doesn't matter. So, you know what? If anything, this quarantine has proved Kanye was right, and time is not real.
Yeah, absolutely. Shit.
But. I was talking with my daughter about meditation, and I was telling her, like, because she said she started doing meditation, and I was like, you know, there's several ways to meditate. I told her, like, the best, you know, one of the most important things is to not beat yourself up if, like, you slip while you're meditating and you start thinking about shit, blah, 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 blah. But I was telling her, like, there's a lot of different ways to meditate. I said sleep is meditation, you know what I mean, if you're sleeping peacefully. And no, like when I was like going through like the stuff for the documentary, like it felt awesome, like to just sit there and like go over these clips and put, like, I think like one of the best things about doing creative shit is like watching something you make turn into something, like, I guess like something you create become something.
Right.
It's one of the best fucking feelings in the world. And so, like, the meditative aspect you can get out of that, of just like a refresh, and you've created something new at the end of what you're doing, is fucking amazing. Yeah. Like, that feeling is the most.
It's the most rewarding. I mean, I don't handle kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm assuming that's more rewarding, but. Is the most rewarding thing in my life is, like, you know, turning A into B. You know what I'm saying? Nothing into something. A sample that's like, you know, some jazz record that was created before, you know, hip hop existed. And then kind of transforming that into something that exists with a hip hop feeling in a hip hop context.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's like the best shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like the best shit. It's like pulling a rabbit out of a hat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I mean, like, I'm watching yesterday, I'm sitting there watching like a 4-year-old girl do like perfect head spins and freezes. Right. And I'm just like, this is happened on the other side of the globe. Like, right. It's, you know, that stuff is amazing. You know what I mean? Like, what all these things can lend to, and like what hip hop can do transitionally, like throughout the globe, is crazy.
Yeah. Hip hop is a gift, and I know it's like not cool to be like, you know, like, oh, I love hip hop, man. It's like saved my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, and historically, what this culture has meant to so many people throughout the globe, it's like important shit. You know what I mean? It's not like a lame thing to like love it and live it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you got corny motherfuckers who, you know, attach themselves to it. Like, we clown motherfuckers all the time. Yeah. Oh, the real hip-hop, bro. You know what I mean? But there's a reason why people of all, like, demographics and people around the world feel this way about this shit. And, like, for me, that whole process of, like, digging out records, chopping shit up, and making some shit, you know, into something new, that's like the whole thing for me. You know what I mean? And it's something, I'll be 150 years old, as long as God keep me on the planet, I'll be doing that shit. And it'll make me feel the same way I feel when we get off this call and recording this podcast. I could go put on a record and chop a break and make something out of it. I feel like it make me feel like I felt when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, 15 years old doing that shit. It never left me, and I appreciate it for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can instantly tap back into childhood.
Yeah.
I fucking love that shit.
Yeah, I mean, it like, I think it's a thing where it connects you to, like, you know, it just drums up. It fires all like the synapses of like your life throughout. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. It triggers the memory of like you seeing your brother do it when you were little. To like, yeah. You know, oh, then that synapsis fires the synapsis of you being in high school. And then that touches like, oh, all my friends. Like, you know what I mean? And then that touches, right. That synapsis fires out to you performing on stage. And that synapsis, like, so it just creates a ripple effect, like throwing a rock through the water, of just creating like this ripple effect of like, right. All these different things that this one thing that you're doing then connects to all these other things in the world.
Yeah. All of the good shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It keeps it present.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. It keeps, you know, like it fires out and then also just like rips right back to you of like, oh, like this touches all these different things, and then it comes right back to where you are in the present of like, oh, I'm still doing this shit. Like, it's a dope thing. That is like a super dope thing. Yeah. I think we should take a quick break, and then like when we come back, we can touch on the homie, Free Joe.
And is he locked up?
Yeah, he locked up.
This nigga locked up.
Yeah, he just.
I didn't see it to the end.
Yeah, he just petitioned for to get out because of coronavirus.
Wow.
Yeah, so we can like we can take a quick break, come back, touch on the homie Joe, and you know, give what we're listening to, and then head on out. But yeah,
okay.
Let's take a quick break.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Listen to my podcast, Here's the Thing, on iHeartRadio. It's my chance to talk with artists, policymakers, and performers, like the actress Kristen Bell.
And the moment I said, you know what, I have a thing, and it's a quirky, weird, fun thing that can be snarky, and I love doing it, I do it pretty well, why not lean into it? And that is when I felt like I started becoming happier.
Music legend Mick Fleetwood.
Fleetwood Mac was always about change. So that you were accepted for who you were.
Former governor of Vermont, Howard Dean.
I took the call, and this quavering voice on the other end of the phone says, I regret to inform you that the governor has died of a heart attack and you're the governor. That was the end of my medical practice.
And best-selling author Isabel Wilkerson.
People would come up to me of all different backgrounds and would say to me, I had no idea that this happened in our country.
If you like listening as much as I like talking with interesting people, go to heresthething.org and subscribe now on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I could be you, And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Boom. Right back in effect. So you, before we took the break, you said that this nigga Joe is locked up now?
Yeah, he locked up.
What did he get locked up for?
For murder for hire. Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Tiger King yet.
Yeah, we finna spoil all of this shit.
Yeah, so listen, if you haven't watched it, I never tell people like, yo, stop the podcast, do this, blah, blah, blah. Stop the podcast and devote the next 7 hours of your life to a gay cowboy who has tigers, a woman who possibly murdered her husband and fed him to tigers.
And fed him to the tigers.
All that. Like, yeah. So, yeah, but he's locked up for that, for apparently, like, trying to hire somebody to kill Carol.
Carol. So Joe is, he raises wild tigers, yes, exotic animals, has, like, this whole... really like a bootleg zoo.
Yeah, exactly.
This nigga's running. Families come and they like play with the tigers and shit. He has a staff. One of his staff members got her arm bit off. Well, no, I take that back. The tiger bit her arm.
Yeah.
They took her to the hospital. They said, all right, fam, we could save your arm, but you're going to have to be down for the next couple months while we do reconstructive surgery on it. She's like, no.
Nah, just cut it
She's
off.
Like, no, nah, amputate that joint. So she... I'm trying not to laugh at this shit. She opted to have her arm amputated so that she could get back to hanging with the tigers and like working on this fake-ass zoo that this nigga owns. Yo... This shit.
Listen,
one of the boys.
Hold on, real quick, I didn't want to cut you off, though. This is episode one, and it is not a main story.
Right. This shit is just some shit that they just throw in the mix.
Yeah,
they might spend like 4 minutes on it.
He walks in when it happens. First of all, when it happens, he throws on an EMS jacket.
This dude's not a medical professional.
And then he like walks into like the gift shop, because like there's people in there like touring the zoo, and he's like, hey, before you hear it on the news, I want to tell you somebody stuck their arm in a cage and a tiger ripped it off.
Yo,
I don't know if you guys want like a refund or a rain check. But I'm gonna go smoke.
I don't know why though. Hey, like y'all was rip your arm off. Dog, when I'm watching this person doing like the talking head interviews, the person who got their arm ripped off, I'm sitting there looking and saying, like, yo, homegirl got one arm.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, are they gonna mention that?
Yeah. Cause there's another dude that has no legs.
Right.
So I'm like, right, as soon as I see no legs and one arm, I go,
I'm like, he's fucking.
I wonder if tigers ripped this shit off. And like, you know, we go into the episode, it's going. The next thing you know, you see somebody on the ground with their arm like ripped up. And I'm like,
Jesus.
See, I knew it. But the best part is like, they go to the dude with no legs later and he's like, yeah, no, my legs, that was nothing to do with tigers.
The tigers didn't do it. Because once I saw the arm, I was like, oh, yeah, and the tigers totally ripped that dude's legs off. And he's like, no, I knew what you think. Motherfucking tigers, they ripped my legs off. He like fell off some shit or something?
Yeah, something like that. Like like a zip line or something. And like he landed and like broke both his legs or some shit like that.
Jesus, yeah. What the fuck, man?
I mean, it is... Okay, so Joe Exotic is running this zoo, quote-unquote zoo. I mean, this is definitely some like... country shit. This isn't shit we're used to. We grew up in a metropolitan city.
Yeah, hell no.
We
yeah.
have like the first zoo in the States here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philly. Our zoo is real efficient.
Yeah, exactly. There's no, you know, no one's getting their arms ripped off. And like, dudes, it, like, my man was wearing white Wrangler jeans. Like,
and he's a musician.
Yes, exactly.
This fucking guy.
I will say though,
he got.
I saw a tiger and here, kitty, kitty. I mean, they a bop.
He got joints.
Yeah, they a bop. They were gonna be my what I'm listening to this week.
Yo, this fucking dude. He got a whole discography of weird tiger and cat songs. Yo,
but
this, are they in Florida?
No, well, she's in Florida. The girl Carol, the lady Carol that he has beef with.
That he's beefing with. She, yeah, and he's beefing with this other exotic animal wildlife preservationist.
Yeah.
This woman named Carol, who's like apparently the LeBron James of tiger rescue.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, she's in Florida. He's in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
Which is right next to Texas, which I didn't know because I don't know geography at all. I went to Philadelphia Public Schools. Like, dude, they didn't teach us that. So, yeah, so he's in Oklahoma and she's in Florida. There's another dude who has tigers. I didn't know this many people had like wild tigers.
Dog, I thought it was like Michael Jackson and Tyson, like another person. Yeah. It's like so many people in this tiger community.
Yeah.
All these niggas got all the tigers.
Yeah, exactly. There's more tigers in like the United States than like where tigers actually come from. So
there's no tigers in India. No. Like you go to India, you ask niggas like, "Yo, what's the last time y'all seen a tiger?" It's like, man, I think my grandpa saw one back in the day before the British got here.
Yeah,
there's no tigers left because of these people.
No, but they all got them here. There's a dude that uses tigers to attract young women to join his cult. Again, not the main story.
Right.
This is not the main story. This is just a side story that's vaguely mentioned. Dog.
This dude has all of these young women, and they're like, yeah, I came here when I was 14. I came here when I was 15. And he makes them dress in, like, sexy outfits and
like
shit.
Like magician's assistant's outfits.
Right. And I'm sitting here watching it. I'm like, oh, so he's totally grooming these young women for sex, absolutely. Too, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're all his, like, quote-unquote wife.
Right. And they're all polyamorous.
Yes. And he's a doctor. He's a doctor of mystical science.
Wow.
I think I'm going to use the quarantine time to get my doctorate in mystical science.
Is that what Doctor Strange?
Exactly.
The Avengers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Doctor Strange's shit.
Yo, what the fuck? Yo, the guy, Joe Exotic?
Yeah,
is
Joe
name?
Exotic.
Damn, he got like three husbands.
Yes.
This fucking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, multiple husbands.
And they were all straight men until they met Joe. Joe's charisma and sex appeal and methamphetamines.
Yo, the one part where he's talking about how he turned the white girl out. He's like, yeah, you know, I met Joe and I was straight. But one day he asked me, he's like, hey, are you gay or straight? And he's like, you know, Joe, I'm pretty straight.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, let me ask you. When you watch a porno, would you rather see the guys with the big ones or the guys with the little ones? the dude's like, he's like, well, I guess I want to see the guys with the big ones. He's like, well, I guess you ain't that straight. Yeah. I wanted to throw my TV. I'm like, fam, this is how you cat niggas up and smash? This is how you cross niggas over to the other side?
Hey, man.
With that shit?
I don't know. Then, like, what we're glossing over is that dude does every, like, talking head interview with no shirt on.
None.
He's just sitting
there. He's like the
with no shirt on, all tatted, terribly tatted up. He's got one. He's got a tattoo right above his gat that says "Private Property of Joe Exotic."
Fam, what?
And he's like, just like, they sat down with him. The documentary crew sat down and were like, yo, we're going to interview. It's going to probably be about a couple hours. And he was like, yeah, cool. And like, they showed up, like, he had no shirt on, and they just was like, yeah, I'm gonna sit down and do this whole interview with no shirt on. Like, what do you mean? But then again,
I'm coming.
Like, at one point, Joe Exotic gets, has to go in for a deposition of a federal case and shows up with an Iron Man t-shirt on. So I'm guessing in Oklahoma, like, t-shirts are pretty, like, you know, that's formal wear.
It's formal wear, yeah.
So, well, at least where they're from in Oklahoma. So, like, I guess when they showed up, he was like, yeah, I got no shirt on. Like, I'm not going to get dressed up for this interview. Why am I going to put a t-shirt on?
Right. What the fuck?
So, yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, what are the odds that when Kevin Durant played in Oklahoma that he visited
Joe Exotic's
zoo?
100%. Shaq was there. They had video of Shaq when he was there.
Shaq. This nigga hanging out with Shaq. Yo, what the fuck?
Dog, he has like a whole row of like hoop earring tattoos going down. Hoop earrings going down his joint. And what I could never stop looking at was he has like an eyebrow piercing. But because he's a little older and his skin's a little saggier, like, it's sagged down. So, like, the eyebrow piercing was, like, kind of sagging near his eye. I couldn't stop looking at that.
Shit's, like, hanging on his cheek.
Yeah, like, and then he has, at one point, they show him getting dressed up in his dress fringe for his big date.
And formal fringe.
And he's getting like, he's throwing on the good Wranglers. And there's a couple padlocks hanging on the wall. And as he's pulling on the Wranglers, he's like, yeah, gotta watch out. Don't want to get the Prince Albert caught up.
Whoa. And please explain to people what a Prince Albert is.
I'm not sure exactly like where it is on like down there, but it is a penis piercing.
Yeah,
I think it's...
Isn't it through, like, the head of the dick?
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it's through the head.
Listen to background, so I'm like, yes.
Yeah, okay. Liz Cosine, good. Okay. So he was like, yeah, you know, I hang those padlocks from my Prince Albert.
What?
And I was like, all right, you know what? I probably should turn it off right here. Like, this just, like, this way...
I should check out.
Yeah. But here's the thing with this show. Okay, we didn't mention the fact that he, A, runs for president in 2016.
Yes.
B, runs for governor in 2018 and gets 19% of the vote.
Whoa, are you serious?
Yes, he got 19%.
He got more than the Green Party.
Yes, he got 19% of the vote in Oklahoma. He was handing out lube, condoms, and rolling papers with his face on them.
Clearly, this nigga is like some kind of sex guy. Like, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing to people, but yeah, clearly.
I mean, he was feeding people. They were asking him how like he feeds like all the animals, and they said, "Oh, they're getting they get meat from Walmart, expired meat from Walmart."
What?
And like. They get like they take a big truck over to Walmart and they buy up all the fucking expired meat. And but like all the workers at the zoo, they get first dibs on the meat. So like they get first dibs on the expired meat.
What the fuck, yo?
And what's left they give to the animals.
And he pays his workers $100 per week.
Yeah, something like that. Yep.
What the fuck?
They lived in like trailers on the property. I mean, what we're talking about is not the main subject of a 7-part miniseries. Like,
right. There's a whole like murder mystery in the middle of this shit.
Yes.
There's like diss songs in this shit.
There's a fuck? Every time a character like is introduced, it gets wilder.
Right.
There's like a swinger from Vegas that comes in to help save the zoo at one point. Like my biggest thing with this is if me and you wrote this and we tried to sell it to people, they would go, "This is insane, and no one's gonna ever believe this happened."
Right. That's how it. I'm waiting for, like, is this thing like a hoax? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, because if there's no way we go in a pitch meeting with this idea, it's like, all right, this guy, he lives in Oklahoma. Boom. He's got his own independent zoo. Boom. He's got multiple husbands. Yes. He's a gay, gun-toting cowboy who also collects tigers and exotic animals. Like, niggas would throw us out of Netflix.
Yeah, if we went to Netflix to pitch this, they'd be like, no, what are you talking about?
They're like, we're going to call the police. Both of y'all are clearly insane. Yeah.
How much crack did you smoke before you walked into here?
All of it.
There's also the inspiration for Scarface in this, and he's really only there for, like, you know, 30 seconds or so. Like, he's not a big part. Yeah. It's literally the most insane thing I've ever watched. And, like, a bunch of people have been talking about it. I saw you talking about it, the homie Justin. He kept telling me, yo, you got to watch it. It's crazy. And so, like,
word.
One night of this past week, I just was like, all right, I'm going to start this shit. It was like 12 o'clock. I was like, I don't know, man. This doesn't look like my wave. So I'm going to, like, turn it on while I'm laying down. It was like 12 o'clock or whatever. I started it and I watched it till after at least 4 o'clock in the morning and watched it. Not like didn't turn it off. I fell asleep, literally just like passed out because I was tired.
Right.
But like I was sitting there watching it going like this, it, like how can it keep getting crazier?
It keeps escalating. Yeah. It keeps getting crazier. I love when people come on the internet and people are like, yeah, I think I'm going to start this this fucking Tiger King show. And you're just sitting there like, man, you don't know what
you,
the fuck.
Yeah, you don't know the wildness you are in for right now.
Liz turned it on, and I was like, what the fuck is that? I had no idea what was about to happen. I almost want to rewatch it immediately and focus more.
Yeah, I think I'm going to rewatch it just to, like, see. Like, because sometimes, like, you're watching it and you're just, like, I was talking to somebody and she was saying, like, oh, she watched it and her mouth was just, like, wide open the whole time. I was like, oh, yes.
The whole time.
I wrote on Twitter, my mouth is a gate watching this. Like, I literally,
right.
I don't know what's going on. Like.
Right.
It's, I was talking to, our manager Pete, and he was like, it's almost like they don't live in the same, it's like two different worlds.
Right.
It doesn't seem like this is a, like, I don't want to say this doesn't seem like it's America, but it doesn't seem like we live in the same, like, country. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. These people definitely have constructed their own world.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That, you know, it ain't related to what this shit that we got going
Absolutely
on.
Absolutely not. Like,
God damn.
We could have lived the rest of our lives without ever knowing this like this was a thing.
Right.
Like, selling tiger cubs for 2 racks was a thing. You know what I mean? Though, you thought you made money off pit bulls in the hood?
Right.
Yo, tiger. If Joe came through with some tiger cubs, it'd be crazy.
Niggas on the block just going crazy. Tiger cubs.
Walk come through with the fucking, like, you think, like, you know, they'd be having, like, hyenas and shit like that in certain places, like, on chains and shit. Yo, if I come through the block, I come down, like, once the quarantine lifts, and I come through with, like, a couple tiger cubs on chains, just know, like, you know what I mean? But, yeah, if you really want a recommendation from me, it's go fucking watch Tiger King. Like,
watch that shit. It's so fucking crazy. Yeah, I guess we should wrap up. Yeah. We're at like an hour.
Yeah, we're
a little bit over an hour. Yeah.
Did you listen to anything
as
new?
As far as new music, I've been bumping 1988 by Knowledge.
Okay, yeah, I saw that drop.
His new joint. Knowledge is from the East Coast. I don't know I think he might be from Jersey. I know he lived in Philly for a while. He was on that first Dilladelphia that Heads did years ago. Yeah, he played that joint. And He's since moved out to the West Coast. He's down with Stone's Throw Records now. And this is like his latest album. And it's real dope. A lot of it is like instrumental, like beat shit. But then some of it, it's like remixes. A lot of it, he's flipping a lot of like Philly street rap shit. You know what I mean? Word. Like shit from like the DVDs. Like he has one joint where he uses a freestyle from Vodka, but he puts like this like real like woozy like lo-fi type beat under it. He does a lot of joints where he'll sample Meek's old freestyles, like Meek with the Dusty Braids freestyles, and then put like these crazy like almost psychedelic sounding beats on it. So yeah, that shit, Knowledge 1988 is like my shit right now. It's really fucking dope.
That sounds dope. Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out. I didn't listen to anything new like hip hop wise. I meant to listen to Party Next Door dropped. So I meant to listen to his record. I just didn't do it. Again, lost time. Like, just of like, oh, I'm going to do that. And next thing I know, like, 3 days go by.
Right.
Like, my daughter was like, I went, because my kids was with me for pretty much almost a week. I've been kind of like shipping them like back and forth between me and their mom house. Just to kind of like save sanity, like, you know what I mean? So they're not seeing the same four walls.
Switch it up.
So they were with me for about a week. And like Thursday night, it was like 11-ish. I'm trying to keep them on somewhat still like a regular schedule because it's still kind of like school year time. So I'm like, yo, you should be getting ready for bed. And she's 15. And she was just like, yeah, but I'm waiting for Party's album to drop. So like she was all about it. And like at like 12:15 or so, like I had went upstairs and I seen her like getting something and I was like, oh, did you listen yet? She was like, I only listened to the Rihanna song.
Nice.
I told her, I was like, hey, listen, that might be the only new Rihanna song we get. So enjoy it. But no, I didn't get a chance to listen to anything new. I meant to listen to a couple things. Skepta dropped a record with a couple other dudes who I wanted to check that out. And I just like, again, you know, we live in a fucking, you know, a time when time doesn't exist. So,
yeah, I've noticed that this past week in particular just like got away from me.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Like time wise. I happened to listen to the Knowledge joint. Because I was supposed to be on NPR talking about
it.
You know what I mean? So I went on NPR and talked about it on Friday. We're recording this on Sunday. So that's kind of like, that's been, Rhythm jokingly was like, yeah, now John will listen to new music. Now he's doing NPR shit. But it kind of has been, I've been getting like new shit in my inbox from them and like a couple other sources. Every other day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'll be more, you know, more like tuned in now because I've been getting like steady sources of new music before they drop.
Yeah, word. Yeah, you know, when they get that new hot shit comes, I had to forward, you know, get forward in your emails, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
no, but yeah, I mean, other than that, yo, we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we got a means to record remotely.
Yes, we'll be back next week.
Keep it going.
Yeah, and hopefully this sounds great and everything like that.
Yeah, I think it'll be cool.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, listen, if it's fucked up, it's because of me, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with this stuff. But
just blame Corona.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm doing. Blame it on the Rona.
Right.
My Corona.
Yeah.
But other than that, yo, you can find us on all the social medias at Serious Rap Shit. You find me, Indi_SRS on Instagram and Twitter. You find John at John_Liberator, Instagram and Twitter. You know, stay safe out there. Wash your dirty ass hands.
Wash your hands, wash your ass.
Yeah. Save some fucking toilet paper for other people.
Come on.
And other than that, yo, we'll be back next week. Peace.
Peace.
Serious Rapture is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Hillary Clinton. We're between seasons on my podcast, You and Me Both. But this week, we're dropping a special bonus episode because, let's face it, these are extraordinary times. I'm talking to Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, about the violent insurrection on January 6th.
We all agreed we had to go back to the Capitol. The security was making suggestions that we would all be transported by buses to an undisclosed location. The members would come there and said, no, the world has to see. Now just get it ready. And so you give us a reasonable estimate as to when that could be. But understand this, we're coming back and we're opening the session in the Capitol of the United States.
We'll also be talking about how we can move forward as a country. Listen to You and Me Both on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, lovelies. This is Arden Marine, and you may know me from Chelsea Lately or as Regina Sinclair on Insatiable. I want to tell you about my podcast, Will You Accept This Rose, where we recap all the seasons of The Bachelor franchise, and we are very excited to talk about the new season of The Bachelor with Matt James. We chat about it with celebrity guests, including Lance Bass, Doug Benson, and Lacey Mosley. Catch our episodes every Wednesday and listen to Will You Accept This Rose on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join us on this love journey.